Okay, so we're on page 257. So, again, yesterday we were discussing conduct during Shemoneh Esrei, right? About yawning and saliva and spitting and things like that. In Gimel, the Chavis says, Im kina aksaso, if you have a lice problem, challenge, not problem, and there's a louse, that's a big louse, that's biting you or bothering you, you mashmish be the god of lasira. So then you move your clothes, you rub your clothes in order to get rid of it. Shotistabata kavanasa, because we don't want you to actually, as I say, be a nitpicker, but that's not a nit, this is a real louse. So again, so if you're going to start going after it, so then it's going to distract you during davening, and that's the basic topic. You shouldn't take it away with your hand. Now, and the Ramah adds, V'davka b'shas tefillah. Here we're talking about in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, right? Avo shalom b'shas tefillah yachol eat lo kino. You could, if you're not in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you just get that louse and uzarka b'vesaknas and throw it away. And then the Ramah says, interesting Ramah, ayin le'el b'simen dalet sefil ches. Look, previously in Siman Dalet, I'm sure you all remember that. Siman Dalet, we discussed about if you touch or come into contact with certain things, so you have to wash before you learn, make a bracha, daven. So the Ramah is pointing out to us that a louse is one of those things mentioned in Siman Dalet. So in other words, you have two issues really in this halakha. Number one is distracting yourself. So this type of pursuit would be pursuing the louse would be distracting and distract you during davening. Ramah's pointing out that there's another problem. And the other problem is that if you touch a louse, you can't continue davening because you have to wash your hands. You can't do that in the middle of davening. So if you recall, one of the things that you could do is wipe off your hands. In other words, again, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that let's say you did touch the louse during davening, so you can't already, Shemoneh Esrei, so you couldn't get up and just go and wash your hands. So what you do is you wipe off your hands. You have to do both sides. So that's what you'd have to do, and that's what the Ramah is pointing out, is that you have a contact problem besides the messing up your kavana problem. Okay, good. Now, maybe this happens. Im nishmat taliso memekomo. Let's say your talis slips off of its place, falls down. Could happen. You know, in the time of the Machaber, they didn't have the no-slip talisim that they have today, and the scissors used to come unknotted. Of course, we have technological advances now with that. But think back a long time ago when talisim used to actually slip off of a person. So yachol mashmesh ba laksiro. So then again, like if it just fell off, like if you wear your talis over your shoulder, right? You know, you fold it up over your shoulder, comes off. So then in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you could flip it back on. Avol imnafal kula. But let's say the whole talis fell off. So that would not be considered something that would mess up your davening. Mishnah Berurah goes further. It says even if most of the talis fell off. Picture this happening. Still, you could put it back on, and that would not be considered something that maybe would pull you away concentration-wise from davening. Avol im nafal kulo, but if it fell off, right, into davening and chuckled maybe a little too hard, and the whole thing fell off, eino yachzor lachzor lisatevo. Shouldn't go back and wrap yourself in it. Why? To have a hefsek. That would be considered an interruption. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if, let's say, it's bothering you that you're standing Shemoneh Esrei without a talus, and it's bothering you, or like we said before, like your talus on the floor, remember with the siddur, and you can't have kavana without it, so then what do you do? Put it back on without a bracha. Obviously, you can't make a bracha, because that would be, you can't do that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Now,
so you should make a bracha if you put it on
later.
After.
Well, that's a discussion before about if you have a talis katan on, but there is such a thing that if it completely falls off, then you have to make a new bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that when we say it would be a hefsek, that means the actual act of rewrapping or redonning, or however you want to say it, putting back on, excuse me, the talis would be a hefsek. Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if a person didn't know the halacha and put on the talis anywho? So you don't make a bracha, obviously, as we said before, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So what do you do? After Shemoneh Esrei, you feel the tzitzis and you make a bracha then. And then you go ahead, when you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, you make a bracha later. Then the Chafetz Chaim in Tesvah brings down an interesting, at the end, he brings down an interesting corollary case. And that is, he says, let's say, he says you have a zaken, you have an old person, but many of us would not say that. You have a person who has glasses, batei naim. Yeah, you could adjust them now. And so the Chofetz Chaim says that if they're loose on your nose or on your face, that they could easily fall off when you bow in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So the Chofetz Chaim says it's nachon. It's proper to be machmir that you should tie them. You should have one of those straps. What do they call them? It's called crocs, but now the crocs are the shoes. But they used to, you know, those straps that you should strap them before Shmoneh Esrei with a strand so that when you come to Shmoneh Esrei, they're not falling off. Because it's the same concept, right? We always emphasize that. The concept. Concept is you'll constantly be worrying about your glasses slipping off your nose, so you won't be able to dive into Shmoneh Esrei. Maybe it's time out of monocle, I don't know. You know,
spring-loaded lenses in those days. Spring-loaded ones.
Oh, you mean that they went... I was at a pharmacy, and they had that for people who need reading glasses. So they have these portable reading glasses. They're just... And then they don't have temples. And they're travel reading glasses, and they just, you know, balance on your nose. So according to this Mishnah Berurah, you know, the person needs it during Shmoneh Esrei, I would assume. That would not be a good idea. That would not be a good idea because, again, it will mess up your kavanah.
What if a contact lens falls out during Shmoneh Esrei?
No, you can't. You shouldn't pick it up unless, you know, you're worried, you know, somebody's going to step on it. Now, again, that's why we're focusing on the content. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Next week, we'll talk about carrying things, and then hopefully we'll get into a little later in the week, or we'll get into Tzai Ches. Now we're talking about Kavana. What are you supposed to be thinking about? What are you supposed to be concentrating on when you damage Shmoneh Esrei? Get into some interesting ideas there.